bitch.
We in this bitch. We're in this bitch.
We in that ass.
We need to be at church, but
so
we
need
to
be at
church. We fucking here talking to each other, so.
We in church. This is church.
Yeah, this is church.
This is church. This is a lovely, lovely.
Actually.
Lovely Mother's Day Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you here, congregation. A couple things I want to talk about. And that's
Jesus
the
fucking Christ.
Importance of women in our society. And how beautiful
you sound
it
like
is.
Colonel Sanders. You don't even sound like a preacher. You sound like Colonel Sanders.
And how beautiful it is that they can make this fried chicken for us on Sunday.
I what do up, declare. Y'all?
Oh, hey, what's up?
What up, Jaffa?
What's up?
Jaffa Green in the studio.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Izzy the Lion in Tucson, Arizona.
Yes, yes, yes. In the desert.
Yeah. How y'all feeling this morning? Good?
Pretty good, and, man. Pretty good.
So I was gonna start with Jaffa, but Jaffa's feeling So Izzy, what's good?
What? Right? Nah, nah. Hey,
you know, like Larry
what
Davis
is good
says.
With you?
Yeah, what's good with you?
It's a beautiful Sunday. It's nice and warm. It is Mother's Day, and I have yet to call my mothers, all two of them.
And, oh, two. How'd you get two moms?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
Okay.
It was a scientific experiment gone wrong.
Gone wrong, yeah.
Right, right. Then there was my ass. It's a whole science lesson. Don't worry about that.
They Siamese twins.
Yikes.
She's going good with us, though. Me and my wife, we have started our weight loss journey. You know, you got to say it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
2023. we just losing weight. We're starting a weight loss journey together. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. We've been hitting the gym.
Hell yeah.
Tapering
hell yeah.
down a lot of the partying, because you know we love to fucking party. We love to dance, go out and shit. So we've been kind of cutting back on that and trying to be more health conscious in the household. So you know it's been a journey already. You know, for us individually, but us doing it together is a lot more empowering, dude. It's a lot more encouraging. So
absolutely,
absolutely, yeah,
yeah. That's what we've been on lately, man.
That's what's up. I like it.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy you say that, because there was times where, like, when I go to the club, in order for me to dance, I got to get a couple of drinks in me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm so comfortable, like, with my body, and really don't give a shit what people think. And all my inhibitions are gone anyway. Mm-hmm. I'll fucking dance sober, bro. And it's nice. It's a workout.
Dancing sober?
Yeah, sober dancing. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've danced sober before, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't feel the need to, I want to dance. I need to get some liquor in me so I can dance. I'm like, nah, if I'm feeling it, I'm gonna dance.
Well, I mean, you might be the exception to the rule. I think
I actually have a story about that. It was at my cousin's wedding. It was like years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In Detroit. And so I was waiting for everyone else to get drunk enough and start dancing. But what they do in Detroit is similar to Chicago. Like, they do, like, the stepping thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, I'm kind of waiting. You know, everyone's doing their step and stuff. And I'm like, all right, well, when we all just going to just, like... when we all just, like, you know, fuck this choreograph shit and just start dancing, right? Mm-hmm. So I still kept waiting. And then finally, I go to the DJ. And I'm like, look, I want to hear at least one of these three songs. Stevie Wonder, Do I Do, George Clinton, Atomic Dog, or Zap, More Bounce to the Ounce. If you just play one of these three, I'm good. He's like, all right. He's like, all right, I got
you. Play?
He played at least two. I can't remember which one.
That's Stevie. That's a classic.
Yeah. that's a classic. Hell of a classic. So yeah, like, he played at least two of those three, and I just started dancing.
Hell yeah.
And I just, like, wasn't, like, trying to dance on no girls, none of that shit. I was just dancing for me.
Okay.
And my Uncle Fred was laughing because he thought that was so cool. He's like, yo, you just started dancing. Like, you weren't trying to, like, dance on no girls. You were just feeling. I'm like, yeah, because this is my shit.
It's physical expression, man.
Exactly.
It's expression. Moving your body. You need that. I feel like human beings need to dance.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
You know?
It was an important plot point in Footloose. the need to dance.
Mm-hmm. I feel it.
Yeah.
Feel
it. So.
So Izzy, you gonna ask me what's good?
I was about to give it because I know Jaffa's kind of meh. He's kind of
okay. Nah. All right. So go ahead. Give me the opportunity. What's good with me? What's good with me? I'm gonna tell y'all a little funny story. So I was on the phone with this nigga Izzy on Tuesday. Right? And you know we just chopping it up and shit. And I was giving up some of my creative ideas that I got, you know. And I'm currently mulling around ideas for a musical.
A musical?
Yeah, a musical. This is something I'm. Oh, that's funny. Okay, no, that's cool. That's cool.
Very funny.
So actually. All right, so no, it's gonna be funny. It's gonna be hilarious.
Yeah.
But I'm mulling over some ideas about a musical in my head, and I told Izzy a little bit about it, you know, and Izzy was like, "Oh shit, that's hard," and I'm like, "Yeah, word." So I felt like I had the green light to go ahead and dive into some of the plot and some of the characters, right?
Yeah.
Nigga, how about I'm 6 seconds in, and Izzy's like, "Oh shit, hey, I gotta call you right back. I'm gonna call you right back." Do you know when he called me back?
Hours later.
10 minutes ago. Nigga!
Sunday.
So Sunday. I wanna hear about this musical.
Nah, I can't say it on the pod.
Okay, well, tell me later then.
I'll tell you about it personally, but I'm not gonna say it on the pod. Deathers, y'all gonna find out when you buy tickets and you come to the
show. Yeah, you might get. If you're lucky, you might get your boy to write some songs for it.
I'm saying that would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Number one. Right. Number two, if it materializes, you'll buy the tickets and make shit happen. But yeah, that's what's good with me. I'm having a pretty good week. Not too much going on.
Mm-hmm.
I worked 6 days this week, so I'm tired as hell. So excuse the fact that I need to sweep and vacuum in this motherfucker.
Nah, it's all good.
Alright, yeah. So Jaffa, what's with you?
I mean, it's just kind of been like a boring week. although I do have a funny story. This happened a couple of days ago. I was talking with my boy Aesop, my coworker. Remember I talked about him last week?
Yeah.
And so we were just kind of like telling. Well, we were talking about our grandmas, and you know, I told that story about how like one time my grandma told me that you cannot break a Prince record. Like you literally cannot break a Prince record.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you want to?
Huh. Exactly. But the reason why she was saying you cannot break a Prince record is because of all the demonic sexual stuff that's on it.
Stop it.
I mean, you know, and I say this like, I love my grandma dearly. I miss her every day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about that woman. Man.
That's a whole wives tale, though.
But yeah, but even like back then, I mean, like, I was just like, okay, grandma. But like on the inside, I was like, bullshit, you know, but I was like, yeah, all right. So, so I told him that story. And then he told me about one time he was just like, yeah, I was 16. I was like driving my grandma to the doctor, and I was listening to that Slick Rick La Di Da song, and then that line came on about Rick or Pussy, and she was just like, what? I don't think he's ever seen pussy before. There's no pussy that's wrinkled. What's wrong with him? And he was like, God. Dude, I played like all kinds of wild shit around my grandma, like driving her around. I played Slayer, blah blah blah. She never said anything, but that line about wrinkled pussy was just like, what? How dare he?
That was the kicker.
Right, that was too kicker. Much.
All right, that's what's up.
So yeah, that was funny. But,
all right, y'all. Oh, you got more?
Happy Mother's Day to both of those ladies.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the grandmothers. We're gonna end on a grandma being mad at the wrinkled pussy line.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
You know, you might be a grandma, but you're still a baddie in somebody's book.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, y'all, we'll be right back with some bullshit talking and some current events.
Yeah.
And you say, you know your grandma's bad in somebody's book.
I'm saying.
I heard that story. I'm like, I put it in my phone. I'm like, I have to tell this on the podcast.
That is wild. What up, Deffers? We are back.
We're back up in ya.
We're back up in ya in the building. Well, we've been in the building, but we back up in the, I guess we here. You listening, right? Mm. Okay, I hear you.
Yeah.
I see you. I know you there. I could feel your presence. I got some things I want to talk about here right at the top of this.
Oh, you got some news?
I don't know if I would call it news, because I'm not necessarily a reporter, right? But, I mean, you know, I'm not a journalist, you know.
I'm a journalist.
I mean, Izzy's a journalist. I'm probably more the journalist than a talking head you see on television.
Oh, right? Now, like, Izzy, like... I see Izzy's social media all the time, and he's like always on that serious shit.
You know, I would keep up with Izzy on social media, but he be on that grandpa social media. I don't be on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
I do, bro. I be on Facebook and Twitter. I just started doing TikTok again. Like, this is my fucking third attempt because I don't want to get old.
I refuse. I refuse to do that shit.
Down with. Either one of y'all got blue sky head?
I haven't fucked with Blue Sky yet.
No, not yet.
Y'all let me know as soon as you get Blue Sky, because it's invite only right now.
Oh.
I'm still suffering from Mastodon, dude. I definitely tried to get on Mastodon. It didn't work. It's so fucking ugly.
Like, when you brought that up last week, I'm like, what, you mean the band? Like, yeah, I've seen them.
That's new.
I'm like, when I lived in Atlanta, I used to see those guys around town all the time. So, but
this is what I'm trying to avoid. So,
right.
I can't get like fucking Jaffa.
Right.
I got to get on TikTok or something. I can't do that, bro.
I fucking refuse. No fucking way.
Y'all on Mastodon? They're extinct. What do you mean? I don't know what you're... All right, so y'all
haven't seen one of those in...
Yeah, right. Since Jesus was a lance corporal. So the new 538 poll for the 2024 presidential race is out.
Is?
Yep. Results are showing 42% in favor of Joe Biden, 12% Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump's poll, non-consensual. So, yeah.
She's not my type.
Yeah.
She's not my type.
Yeah, that part. So, fresh off of a lawsuit, Donald Trump, once again, defamed E. Jean Carroll after getting sued for doing it 2 days ago. This is like the legal version of stop touching me. I'm not touching you. Stop touching me. I'm not touching you. Stop touching. I'm saying. This motherfucker.
Dude, this motherfucker's wild. Wild.
Yeah. CNN held a town hall with Donald Trump way early in the election cycle. This is what, last week before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In which they filled the crowd with Trump-supporting sycophants and humiliated their moderator. CNN will literally sacrifice their firstborn for ratings. Mm-hmm. I swear to God.
Yep.
I think we have more followers than CNN at this point.
Yeah.
And that was my.
We'll take all that we could get.
Yeah.
CNN followers, come on over.
Come on over. Come on over. The water's fine.
Follow us on fucking Mastodon.
Right. Yeah. That was the last Trump joke this week. I literally am so sick of this guy being in the news. I wish he would just succumb to the jaundice that his orange ass has had for the past 12 years. I do. I wish he would. Just succumb to it. Like, please, stop giving this man medication. Man of many names and possible schizophrenic with multiple personality disorder, George Anthony DeVolder Santos.
Whoa.
Is facing 13 federal fraud charges. His defense is, that was Katara Ravash. I didn't do it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. A Tennessee airbag manufacturer refused this week to recall airbags that hurl shrapnel when deployed.
Nice.
Whoa, what?
Yep. A major airbag manufacturer of many types of vehicles. Their response in typical Tennessee fashion was, only blacks and transgenders drive those vehicles anyway. Motherfuckers.
Wow.
Yeah, this is the only form of abortion that's legal in Tennessee, is getting in a car. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. You got to get a grenade steering wheel.
Right. That shit, the only way. Adidas has decided that it will sell off the inventory of Yeezys that it has stockpiled. A representative for the company says they will sell the shoes and donate money to organizations that were hurt by Kanye West's actions. So, black folks are getting free Yeezys. Yep, free Yeezys for all black folks.
Free Yeezys!
Free Yeezys.
I'd rather have some free superstars.
I mean, this is the only instance you will hear me say free Yeezy.
Yeah.
Ever. Right. Ever. Yeah. All right. Jeez. Last one, y'all. You ready?
Yeah.
Dave Bishop, a custodian at a high school in Maine, has just led the high school chess team to a championship. Bishop was encouraged to take the job after becoming exhausted of hearing Bishop to Lavatory 2.
Yeah. No,
y'all don't get it. That's like
yeah, I know. No, I get
yeah, that's, yeah, that was good. Hit. Okay.
That yeah.
That was I no. I give you that was a good one. That was a good one. I like
the,
that one.
I applaud the attempt.
Yeah, you gotta play chess to get that one, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, buddy, that's all I got for the monologue, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed the jokes and worked hard on these. So, Jaffa.
Yo.
You gotta current event for us.
I do. What you actually got? Oh man.
Let's speak on it.
Yeah, let's speak on it.
Okay.
So I want to talk about I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast yet or if we brought it up, but the person that murdered that Black Lives Matter protester, if you heard about him. This happened in Texas.
I'm always conflating the issues because there's always so many.
Oh yeah, yeah, there's always so many. You know what I mean? But yeah, but this one I'm talking about. It was a U.S. Army sergeant. He just got convicted of murdering a BLM protester in 2020, and he's been sentenced to 25 years in prison.
Damn.
Daniel Perry was just blocks from the Texas State Capitol, where he fatally shot...
First-degree murder?
Yes, I believe it is first-degree murder.
I thought that was life in Texas, but go ahead.
Yeah, right? Like, 25 years is kind of life. 25
to life,
25
right?
So to life.
Lightest sentence.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But that, also, that too, tracks. Like, I don't know if you heard, but Greg Abbott, the governor, pledged to pardon him.
Yep.
So, Coon, right? Yeah.
Coon skin cap.
Yeah. Coon. Just because of the whole, you know, like, just because of the whole, like, you know, stand your ground law.
Mm-mm.
Which... You know, but which I just found out, I just thought was in Florida, but apparently it's also in Texas as well.
And when I say coon skin cap, I mean he's a coon and his skin is cap.
Hey, so tell me this brother's name again, because I got like Joe said, man, it's unfortunately, it's so many incidents like this. It's hard to keep track.
Garrett Foster.
He was a vet, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a veteran. Yeah. And he's white. So, it's crazy.
White folks don't even get convicted hard for killing white folks.
People, right?
Nigga.
Yeah, like, nigga.
Nigga.
Yeah.
You stood on the wrong side.
I guess when you kill a race traitor, I guess it's...
Yeah, yeah, that's what that is. And I actually have these words from Garrett Foster's mother. She said, This is the worst thing that we've ever had to experience, and it has been the thing that has given us the most grief and heartache through this whole thing, as we're seeing the lack of humanity in this society, where people can reach out to a grieving family and make fun of their deceased loved one.
Wow.
Right? You know, and these are, like, again...
Doing that shit, too.
Yeah, and, like, wild. Yeah, and, like, again, these are people that are, you know, these are people that are Christians. You know, these are people that, you know, love God and love Jesus and love America, and you know they're making fun of
the Christian in name only.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well,
that's
no
just a title they try to carry.
Yeah, like I bring that shit up just to point out the hypocrisy, and just to point out that just like that just doesn't mean shit.
Can I say something?
Say something.
Jesus was clearly a communist, and if you're not a communist, you're not a Christian. Boom. Mic drop.
And yeah, Jesus was murdered by the cops.
Dude, Jesus was killed
by
the
fucking cops. By cops. Exactly.
Yeah,
if there's a reason to say fuck, right, y'all be trying to blame the Jews? No, blame cops, nigga. Cops
blame
killed
cops.
Jesus.
That's it. Not only that, too, but Jesus was anti-capitalist.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What do you think he was doing when he, like, went in the temple and, like, overturned tables and, like, took a whip and, like, was flipping shit over.
Flipped them over.
Flipping shit over.
Redistribution of wealth. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
exactly.
Let's not get sidetracked.
My father's house is a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves.
Yeah, you snakes.
Yeah.
Damn. Let's keep it moving up.
Yeah. So, like, that's pretty much all I have. But we're going to see what happens with that. If he's actually going to serve the time or any time. Because if the governor's talking about, you know, giving out a pardon.
Yeah. And that's an interesting point. And I heard this take on one of my favorite podcasts. I would name it, but I forgot which one it was. They were talking about the white dude that strangled the guy on the subway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and they were saying how the media was using the same language describing the white dude that they do for police officers.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was only charged with manslaughter. So it just shows you how non-people of color get the same treatment police officers do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Izzy, what you got for us this week?
Yeah, man. I wanted to do something a little bit different. I wanted to give y'all a couple updates on previous things that we had talked about. So I'm going to just do a speed run of like 3-4 topics.
Okay.
So, yeah, like you just brought up on the Jordan Neely case. Jordan Neely was the brother who was choked on that subway. His killer, Daniel Penny, he was 24, Marine Sergeant. Oh, God, have you seen... This nigga's 24.
He looks like look a at piece his, of shit. Like,
oh,
what
God,
the
this
fuck?
Nigga. He looks older than me. I'm fucking.
Yeah,
fucking,
like, that dude looks like he's like age, 56,
he
man.
Looks old as shit.
Google this. What's his name again?
Daniel Penny. Yeah, look this nigga up, man.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
That hate ages you, boy.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Bro. I think, like, Izzy posted his picture on his Facebook. Look at this cat.
He looked like a 70s porn star.
Like, he looks like John Holmes.
Yeah.
But, like, beaten with the ugly stick.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So the last time that we talked, he hadn't been charged with anything. Since then, he's been charged with second-degree manslaughter.
Not even first-degree. Bullshit.
Not right. Not even not even murder. So if convicted, he could face up to 15 years. Of course, if he was convicted of that, he wouldn't do 15. He'd probably do half of that time. So
yeah, like 5 years.
Sorry. You say he's 45?
He's 24.
Damn.
I know, right?
I look younger than that motherfucker.
Yeah, I do too. I look like I could be like his like adopted son. You know,
he looks like he's on steroids.
I hope motherfuckers like that. Well, I know it's happening, but okay, go ahead. Let's carry on.
Yeah.
I'm going to get sidetracked here.
also, he has now hired Thomas Kenneth as his lawyer, who was a former Republican candidate for district attorney. Mm-hmm. So,
he lost?
He did.
Let's hope his streak continues.
The writers definitely supporting this man, which shows, like, you don't... This is nothing political, was nothing political when it started, but has become political. And just because it's a white person killing a black person, the Republicans are like, shit, we all in.
Oh, yeah. No, they all in.
Right now.
They show their hand every fucking time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
As of yesterday, Penny has a GoFundMe with over $1.2 million raised.
Jeez, bro. I can't remember if it was DeSantis or somebody else, but he called him a good Samaritan, and like he was like, "We're gonna," was like, "We're gonna ride for this guy. We're gonna support him."
Look at the precedent that's being set right now. You see this shit?
Yeah,
dude. It's like people are just being out with their racism.
Yo, the same podcast that I was talking about.
Just out with it.
Yeah, the same podcast I was talking about was they were saying that people are calling him a vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not even accurate, because vigilante, it has the connotation of stopping a criminal. And there was no fucking crime committed.
There was no crime committed.
He's straight up murderer.
Yeah.
He straight up killed this dude.
Yeah, like in cold blood.
For being human.
Yeah.
And showing emotion. It's fucked up.
Yeah, like he wasn't touching anybody. He wasn't harming anybody. Mm-mm. I mean, yeah, it's like traumatic to see somebody go through that and deal with that. Like, I mean, like, I've been on BART trains and seen people freak out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not fun.
Right.
But also, that person does not deserve to die.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Right.
It's like, it's fucking ridiculous.
And this is also not an original thought, but I heard this as well. They were saying that society will watch a person jump out of a burning building to their death and blame the person for jumping and say nothing about the building being on fire.
Right.
Hmm. Interesting point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
other news that we touched on, just to give you an update, France is still protesting against the state.
Oh, and, good.
You know, as as the French saying goes, "Les don't stop, les burn it down, les we are proud of you."
We
les burn stop. It down.
Hey, I gotta tell you, the French are really good at fighting for what it is they want. I'll tell you that shit.
We really need to take
if
note,
Pippin
man.
If the Pew has taught us anything, right? They're good about fighting to get what they want.
What, they got a 35 hour work week and a whole month paid vacation by law? And that's before the protest started.
Whoa.
Right.
That's
right.
Because they will fucking burn that shit down. They will burn that shit down.
Dude, we need to start burning
shit. They will revolt.
The new king. Oh, you can't say that, Joffrey. You can't say that.
I said what I said.
Right. The new king of England couldn't even visit after his coronation, which is fucking awesome, y'all. Like, a lavish dinner in Versailles Palace would definitely give, like, French Revolution vibes. It's not a good look right now.
Yeah.
You probably don't need to bring your ass around here, King.
Not so much.
Other news. Oakland's Reparations Task Force, they voted Saturday to approve recommendations on how the state might give reparations to its black residents.
Yeah.
Economists estimate the black people are owed more than $800 billion.
Goddamn right.
That seemed kind of low to me, but you know, whatever.
But yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Can you put a price tag on
$800 billion? Is low. That's great.
yeah. That's a little low to me. Real, but you know, yeah, whatever.
It's
you can't
real,
really
but that's
put
funny.
A price on generations. You know, I don't know where the fuck I come from, but you know, sure. Put a number on that.
It's priceless.
Cali Governor Gavin Newsom, y'all boy, has declined to endorse an amount, saying that dealing with the legacy of slavery is much more than cash payments. And he started listing other shit like breaking down barriers to vote, addressing hate, and having law enforcement reforms. So giving police more money is good.
That's bullshit.
He's like, I'm not gonna give black people any checks now. Hold on.
None of that
but,
is actual.
You know, we'll,
none of that is
yeah. we'll fund shit. The police.
Yeah, like that's just talk. That's just like okay. Words. Yeah, but like you should already be doing that shit. It's like you should already be doing that and in addition paying out money.
It sounds like a rerun. Isn't that what they said after the George Floyd protest?
Mm-hmm.
That same shit?
Yeah.
Ugh. Biden himself said so.
Yeah, man. That's like watching network TV during the summer.
Breaking down barriers.
All reruns.
Right. That shit.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Breaking down barriers. How? Gavin?
Right, yeah. Right. Here's something physical. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to do this non-tangible,
non-quantifiable
thing.
Yeah, let's run with these nice words that sound great, but ultimately mean nothing.
Nigga, we already know money changes everything. In this capitalist system, money changes everything.
Money talks and bullshit walks.
Talk about it.
A direct quote from Gavin Newsom. He says, "I don't want to set folks' expectations and hopes up that they're going to be getting seven-figure checks. It's just not happening." So I mean, that's what the man said, but a seven-figure check would definitely... it's exactly what my people need and
it's
deserve.
It's like exactly
but, you
what
know,
we need.
Yep.
It's exactly what we deserve.
That would be amazing.
Okay.
The main bit of my segment, Judge Anna Watkins Davis of DeKalb County, she denied bond to 22 out of 23 of the Stop Cop City Music Festival arrestees. We talked on Cop City before, but since then there was a music festival surrounding it, and people who attended were arrested and charged with domestic terrorism.
What?
Without individualized evidence. Yes.
What?
Not trespassing. Domestic terrorism.
What?
You won't charge literal Nazis are receiving slight. Proud Boys getting less charges. January 6 niggas lesser charges. You charge, and these people went to a music festival, and they have no individualized evidence. The only evidence that they attended the music festival was the mud on their shoes.
Ooh. Get the fuck wow. out of here. Somebody called these cases.
Oh shit, they're trying, but So Judge Anna Watkins Davis is just come to light that she's married to a principal attorney for KPMG, which is this huge multinational accounting firm, and a corporate sponsor of the Atlanta Police Foundation, which is building Cop City. So, a judge married to an investor of Cop City is sentencing people with domestic terrorism for protesting it.
Wow.
Fucking insanity, right? If it was a juror, if it was a juror that was this closely related to a defendant, the whole case would have been thrown out. So to have a judge that's linked this closely is
that's a gross
mishandling
of
justice, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking nuts, man.
And lastly, move on real quick. Lastly, in our bit of positive news, there is an 11-year-old girl from Veracruz, Mexico, named Adhara Perez. Her IQ is 162, which is higher than both Stephen Hawking's and Albert Einstein's.
Wow.
Fucking phenomenal, bro.
That's 11 amazing. Years old.
She finished elementary by 5, middle school by 6, and high school by 7, nigga.
Damn.
I think we're evolving.
That's like, I mean, that's, you know, 10 years before Doogie Howser, MD.
I think we're reaching a higher level of evolution.
I hope so.
Hopefully,
I hope so. Dear God, we fucking need it.
By 3, she had already learned algebra and memorized the periodic table.
Damn,
by 3? Yeah, at 3, bro. At 3. Whoa. I couldn't fucking read.
Yeah.
I couldn't read at 3.
And she's doing algebra at 3?
Right, hey, my dumb ass.
some folks just blessed like
that. Yeah. I mean, bless her heart, man. Where's she from?
Mexico. She's from Veracruz, Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, in 2019, she was on the Forbes Mexico list of 100 most powerful women at 8 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking crazy? So,
but wait, I thought Mexico wasn't sending their best, though.
Yeah.
She's still in Mexico. Okay.
Right.
Man, big shout out to this young queen, man, doing big shit.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I really can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what she accomplishes in the future, because, like, she's definitely going to make major waves in humanity. And like said, Joe, like, as far as evolution goes, it definitely starts with, like, being intelligent and using your intelligence to further humanity.
Absolutely.
I think she definitely was. As of right now, she wants to join NASA, which, I mean, what kid doesn't want to fucking go to space, you know, but
do not put her in space. No, negative.
Right. we need you here, Shawty.
Yes,
we need to keep her down.
Yeah, we need you. We'll send you up there to visit, but we need you down here, Shawty.
No, you better not even step foot on a damn rocket. You better stay away. Watch that shit on TV. You ain't getting no rocket.
You better go swimming.
You just sound like her daddy right now. It's like, girl, we ain't sending you on no damn rocket.
When you have intellectuals of that degree, we need to do everything we can to protect them, because there are interests out there that want to see them dead. Because the powers that be want to see us stupid
say that
as
shit.
Fuck.
Say that shit. Yeah, I mean, there are certain people that will not profit literally and figuratively from an educated society.
Right.
Where people that are like actually educated and know what's happening. People don't want
that. They don't want that.
Yeah, like the powers that be and like those big heads up there don't want that shit.
Absolutely not. Well, big up to this young lady. Alright, Death Perspective listeners, we'll be right back with a hot take. Yeah. Okay, Deffers, we are biggity, 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 back, daddy. for a
fucking what?
I don't know. My signals got crisscrossed there.
Joey's over here with his pants on backwards and shit.
Joe comes on. He comes up with this shit like that, bro. Like, I promise you, this is not written down.
No. It's like off the dome, man.
Matter of fact, some of those jokes that I told earlier in the monologue, like, the punchline wasn't even really created until just now.
Oh, God.
Like, I just...
Some of those I could tell.
I was like, oh, here you go. Okay. All right. So we got a hot take.
Hot take. And it's too hot in the hot tub.
Too hot in the hot tub.
In the what? Hot.
I'm sweating like a motherfucker.
Won't get me wet.
You know? Jaffa.
Yo.
What you got for us?
Oh, all right. Okay. So I was thinking about this. You know, we've all seen, especially in the past 2 weeks, the antics of Donald Trump and just how much of a piece of shit he is, like, on all levels. And it's like, when you think he can't get any worse, or you think that you've heard, like, or seen the most outrageous stuff, nope, he'll say or do something that's even more, like, outrageous and shitty and all that.
The man has never done anything that doesn't benefit him directly.
Absolutely. Ever. But I was thinking about this a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to ask you guys, I wanted to have a conversation about this. Do you think that, because basically someone like him or a figure like him, you know, when he ran for the first time and got elected and all that, you know, there were certain people, especially Christians, that were like, well, we don't agree with him as far as, you know, his, like, how his lifestyle and all of this, but, you know, they would, you know, do mental gymnastics and kind of tell themselves, it's like, well, he's, you know, he says this, he's, you know, anti-abortion and, like, right, all this stuff. So, you know, basically they're, like, admitting that, yes, we know he's a piece of shit, but he's going to accomplish our goals, our agenda, what we want, so we're kind of okay with that, as opposed to, like, you know, years ago with Bill Clinton, it's like these same people acted like it was the worst fucking thing in the world that the president got a blowjob in the Oval Office. But the question I want to ask is,
like, he was the first. Come on now, he was absolutely not the first.
Come on.
Okay, go ahead.
That's what the Oval Office is for. That's the first thing I'm doing if I become president.
Bruh.
That's the first thing I'm doing.
Bruh, it's like, dude, like JFK and Marilyn Monroe? Like, come on. Like, that's, yeah. Yeah, like, he smashed that shit. Anyway, but my question is, now, do you think that people on the left or Democrats would do the same thing for somebody else? Like, say, if there was somebody that, you know, came to power, came to popularity, that was a bit of an outsider, but everybody kind of, like, knows he's a shady motherfucker, but he's like, yo, he's kind of like, he's, like, about that life, though. Like, he's talking the shit that we want to hear, and he's actually putting it to action. So we'll kind of, like, close our eyes to certain shit just, you know, just as long as he's getting shit done.
Do I think that someone like that could get elected?
Or do you think that people on the left and Democrats would get behind him? Because also you have to realize, too, that a lot of times, well, you know, our objections to Trump is because he's morally objectionable.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. It's just like somebody that, I mean, like, we've said this before, I'll say it again. Most people, if they're accused of rape or sexual assault, if they really did not do that, they're like, I'm not that person. I don't do that type of stuff. I'm not a rapist.
Sure.
I don't sexually assault women. That's not what I do.
Right.
This motherfucker says, she's not my type. Right. She's not my type. And I'm like, oh, well,
just short of a fucking confession.
I mean, basically, yeah. So, you know, it's just kind of like,
What you think, Izzy?
Yeah.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much, Jaffa, for making the distinction between the left and Democrats. Because, yes, as we know, Democrats are not left. Democrats are like center right.
Yeah.
Center right. Like being the left starts at anti-capitalism. So
right.
Socialism. Right. Socialism.
Yeah. With that being said, like I think that not giving a fuck about the ethics of something for the sake of the economy is straight out of the fascist playbook. Like that's what fascism is. You know what I'm saying? The violence that accompanies capitalism. So of course they love him. They can disregard a full blown Christian woman can disregard a man saying grab her by the pussy. Mm-hmm. Something that directly affects you as a woman. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can disregard that because he might make the economy better and in your favor. Like,
that's the thing. Yeah. That he ain't. You might think he's going to make
and then
the
really,
better.
Though, it's a. I mean, because really the main thing is abortion. Mm-hmm. He can say, like, that shit, like, the wildest shit, but he'll turn around and say that he's going to, you know, ban abortion and all is forgiven.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
So, so what I want to know is if there was somebody that was anti-capitalist, that was, you know, talking and saying all the shit that we want to hear that, like, sounds good. He's about, you know, he's about communism or socialism or whatever. But we kind of know he's a shady motherfucker. Or, maybe he's, like, a little grabby with women or something. Like, or we've heard rumors and, like, stories. How would we act about that? Will we not fuck with him? Or will we just be like, let's just let it ride?
So, I got some points here to make.
All right.
So, do I think that Democrats would elect somebody like that? No. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say, case in point, Al Franken.
Yes, absolutely.
Al Franken... He let go of his position as a senator
mm-hmm.
because of a photo that was taken where he was acting like he was going to grab the tits. Of,
it was like a comedy sketch.
Well, they went to the what is it called? What's where they go do comedy for soldiers?
Oh, like the USO.
USO.
Yeah,
it was on the USO tour,
right?
And they were coming back on the plane, and this woman that was there, I forgot her name, but she was there, and he was acting like he was going to grab her tits.
Yeah.
Picture.
Right.
Something. Oof. Now, I mean, that's bad.
That's bad.
But it's nowhere near as fucking bad as
nowhere
fucking
near
sexual assault.
Yeah.
And rape.
Yeah, and kind of when that went down, because there was, like, cases of other Republican senators and people, like, doing fucked up shit. So I think the thing with Al Franken, you know, as fucked up as that was, the whole vibe kind of seemed like, all right, like, y'all got to give up one, too.
I hear that.
It's like, okay, if y'all want to act like you're, like, the morally superior party, okay, well, what happens when one of your own does this? And that was, that's kind of what happened to Franken, unfortunately.
I think that's a bit of the problem with Democrats is they hold... It's not a problem, because I feel like you should hold people to that standard, but Republicans do not hold... their elected officials to the same standard as
not
Democrats
at all.
Hold.
Not at all.
Their officials too.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, like, you have GOP senators that are, like, known for dating and fucking underage girls.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's doing a thing about it. No one's, like, trying to get Matt Gaetz out of office. He's, you know, he's just doing shit still to this day.
Right. So, that being said, if we're talking about leftists now, on the other hand... I think that it may be possible to get a leftist elected that isn't exactly saying the right things, right?
Mm-hmm.
If leftists voted in high numbers. A lot of leftists know what a sham elections are and don't fucking vote.
Yeah.
They don't fucking vote. But they are too busy planning revolution. They do not vote.
And I have mixed feelings about that, but that's a whole nother...
Right.
that's a whole nother hot take.
I mean, I don't know what portion
even if
of...
We're,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you go.
I was going to say, even if even if we're not talking about, you know, a bourgeois election, and we're talking about, you know, a real leader among, you know, leftists, and even some Democrats are like becoming radicalized and being a part of it. You know, what about then? What, not even election, but if, you know,
I guess it really depends on what it is
into power.
I guess it depends on what the allegations are. Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, I even think about, okay,
depending on what kind of thing.
Take somebody like Dr. King.
Okay.
We all know about
that's what
Dr.
I, that's
King.
What I was going to say.
And his infidelity.
His infidelity.
Yeah.
And, you know, certain people.
Do I think the left would elect him? Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Do I think Democrats would elect him? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, absolutely.
Yep.
But I'm saying is this, like, you know, people that his detractors and people that want to shit on his legacy, they bring that up. That's like, oh, he slipped around
right.
on his
well, okay.
wife.
Well, they're either racist.
Yeah. Well, yes. Or that's what they are.
Or they're fucking super Christian fucking hypocrites. Like,
yeah.
They've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, absolutely.
Now wait, fellas. Yeah, y'all are probably more knowledgeable than me. So I don't know.
Well, I appreciate that. 100%
true.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all definitely more knowledgeable about this. I don't know if what I'm finna say is true. But you know, let me know if it is. But I just want to give that disclaimer. I'm not trying to shit on the legacy of Dr. King, and I don't want anybody to, you know, to run with this. But this is what I heard and read, that he was actually in the room while one of his friends was sexually assaulting a woman. I'm not going to use the R word, but
I don't know about that
sounds like some Tupac shit. I don't know.
Yeah, like
that sounds like some shit Tupac with. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not heard that. I don't know what's up with that. I mean, I can look into that.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
I can't tell you.
Yeah. I went in the room.
Yeah.
Goddamn, I don't.
Nah, I'm like, nah.
I wouldn't. That shit wouldn't fly with me.
Nah, that shit wouldn't fly with me right. either.
So even something that serious, like, would you still? Could you? How could you stand behind a leader like that? Like, once you knew something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. And here's the thing too. What were the circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
Was he drunk and high off his ass? Was he conscious?
Yeah, exactly.
Was he being held at gunpoint?
I don't know, man. That sounds like some shit some white dude made up.
I don't know. That's my point I think I'm trying to make is, what are the allegations we're talking about for this Democratic candidate?
Right.
Right? What kind of things are we talking about that aren't on the up and up?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
are we talking about rape? No.
Yeah, no. That's bad.
Murder? No.
What were the conditions of the murder?
Right, that's what I want to know too.
What was the context of the murder?
Yeah.
That too. Okay, that too.
Yeah, because I mean, murder is wrong, period.
That sounds so shitty.
Racism, yes.
Racism, yes.
I think that, yes, you could get elected and be a fucking racist Democrat.
Oh,
yes.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah. Shit, look at Joe Biden.
Come on.
Yeah. Joe Biden.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though,
all the time.
I think that, yeah, the left can absolutely look past the faults of a person because of our material conditions. Like, if our material conditions are that fucked up, like, we'll take whatever we can get.
Yeah,
and even then, every person has flaws. And, you know, the longer you look at them, the bigger the flaws. Like, fucking Che Guevara was a misogynist. You know what I'm saying? Like, one
that's
of the greatest
what I'm saying.
Men
I was actually just
all
thinking
of humanity.
About
Che. Mm-hmm.
You could be more than one thing, though. Two, right? We're humans, and we're humans, and we could be more than one thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Not justifying that shit.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah, but right, what person is not going to have some flaw?
Yeah. Now we're all fucked up in some form or fashion.
Well, even life saving medication comes with side effects.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm, but you spitting.
Even something scientific comes with side effects.
Right.
Like, shit, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Oh, yeah. My mom says that to me.
I'm saying there are people that have done great things
really
for society that are terrible fucking people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, are we not going to...
That's really what it boiled down to.
Are we not going to, use the discoveries and the innovations that, you know, that they've done, because we found out that they, you know...
No, we're absolutely going to use
yeah,
them, right?
Yeah, exactly, because we found out that they, you know...
I mean, I don't know anybody
called that, somebody, like, a bad name or right. something like that.
I don't know anybody who isn't ashamed or sorry that they did something in their life.
I know someone.
Well, it shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? That shouldn't
yeah.
be. I mean, I do too. I mean, I don't know the person.
Yeah, but. And that's another, like, crazy thing, too, is that, like, you remember
I
that?
I don't know. I think maybe he's sorry that he didn't rape more women.
That probably,
Donald
yeah.
Trump, you, right?
You remember when he said, is this, like, that he felt that he doesn't need to be forgiven for anything? That he has nothing to, like, repent for or apologize.
If there is a hell, he gonna be in a hot portion.
I was just like,
with gasoline.
I was like, this is wild.
Hell in a handbag.
It would actually be kind of gangster if he wasn't a rapist. It would actually be gangster. Be like, nah, I ain't sorry for shit. Be like, oh fuck, that's so hard. But nah, not when it's this nigga. God damn.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah,
man. So, yeah. So this is just, like, interesting to note, because as it stands right now, like, unless someone else gets popular or comes up, or if, like, DeSantis gets his shit together, he's probably gonna get the GOP nod in 2024. And this is someone that's been, like, indicted. Like,
that dude is not gonna win this election.
Right. I'm like, he's not gonna win
this election,
but he's still gonna get the nomination. And it's like, really? What the fuck? Like, wow.
You know what? Honestly, we should be revolting just based upon the options that we are given.
Got Bro. That right.
Right. Right. Nobody right. Nobody liked our choices.
We finished a fucking rerun right now?
Yeah.
2020?
I'm telling you, man. It's like network TV in the summer.
What the fuck?
All reruns.
All reruns.
As many motherfuckers as it is in this country, and this is all we got?
Yeah.
People still believe that this is, like, the best country on the planet? Like, it's almost to the point right now where, like, somebody says something like that. I'm just like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Like, are you mentally ill? That's what I'm gonna ask the next time somebody says this is the best country in the world. Like, I'm sorry, sir. Are you mentally ill?
Nah, that ain't it. That ain't it. That shit. That American exceptionalism. That shit is cap as fuck. That's just it's OTD.
Nah.
It's out the door.
Nah, I knew that shit even back in the day.
I used to believe that shit.
Much less now. I mean,
I was brainwashed by that shit.
Oh yeah.
My dad was in Desert Storm, and I had fucking Desert Storm trading cards and shit, thinking, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, Army's the best. The military is great. Man.
Wow.
I love when you talk about how brainwashed you were, Joe. That's so funny.
It's so my funny. Guy.
You were watching, like, Full Metal Jacket all the time? Just, like,
I don't know about that. That shit was sad.
Tell him, Joe. Tell him how bad it was.
Yeah.
I voted Republican in my very first election. That I could vote. Ooh. I voted Republican. I did. And that is what I'm ashamed of.
Yeah.
Not that it really would have fucking mattered either way.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, you know my story. I grew up in church, and part of that, yeah, I voted Republican too. I certainly ain't proud of it.
Ooh.
Like, back in the day,
George W.
Yep. Here go a question, and this could be another hot take. I'm gonna say it right here. I'm gonna intro it, and then we can think about it. We'll do it in a couple of weeks.
All
right. As a leftist, do you think that it would behoove the cause to vote Republican, just so the fascism presses harder on us and forces more people into a position where they have to revolt or feel like they need to revolt?
Ooh.
Okay, we'll get into that later.
Second coming quicker.
Destabilization. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I got thoughts about that.
All right, so listeners, y'all think about that shit too, and we'll discuss it on another episode of The Death Perspective. We will be right back for our
World-Class Media Review.
Stay tuned.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Deffers, we are back for our
world-class media review.
Yeah. I got a little, I got a review for you.
What you got?
This week. It's not, a, I guess, it's, yeah, it's kind of little. It's funny because the title of the film that I watched is called, The Little Things.
Oh, who's in that?
Denzel Washington, Rami Malek.
My man!
And Jared Leto.
Oh, all
right. Yeah, so all-star cast, right? It's a cop film, right? Which at first I was like, it's Denzel, so I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yeah, you know, it's Denzel.
You know what I'm saying?
It's Denzel.
I'm gonna see how it goes.
Yeah.
Right? And I gotta tell you, the movie rang very true and it was very accurate, but it also pissed me off. It made me fucking angry.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I feel it.
I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and spoil the motherfucker, to be honest with you. I'm not going. It is what it is.
All right.
So Denzel is a small town deputy.
Mm-hmm.
He was originally from L.A.
Right.
Where he was investigating the serial murders of young women in L.A.
Right.
Right. Back in the day. Mm-hmm. Right. And something happened with the case. It didn't get solved. He had a heart attack. A nervous breakdown, and got a divorce, all within like a 3-month period of him not finding the killer.
Damn. Right?
So he moved away. Yeah, so he moved away, and he was a deputy of a small town.
I thought I had it bad. Mm-hmm. Shit.
So he comes back to town because, comes back to L.A., because L.A. had some evidence in their locker that would help the small town that he was in solve one of the cases, mm-hmm. or convict somebody in one of the cases they were investigating, right? So he comes back. Rami Malek is a detective, homicide detective, on another case, right? Mm-hmm. Turns out the cases are intertwined, right? The case that he was working on back in the day and the case that Rami Malek was working on.
Right.
So they end up working together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jared Leto was working at a an appliance store and ended up being the serial killer, we think, right? Serial killer, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, I can see that. He does that well.
Turns out in the end, both of these fucking cops were standing behind a blue wall of silence and ended up killing somebody,
mm-hmm.
right? Extrajudicial killing.
Wow.
Of people who were either had nothing to do with the crime,
mm-hmm.
in the case of Denzel Washington's character.
Yeah, yeah.
Or who they think might be the killer.
Right.
Right? So judge, jury, and executioner. Shit. And they covered up both fucking murders.
Wow.
And that was the end of the film.
Yeah.
So,
damn.
Buddy cop film with like a realistic twist.
Yeah.
Worth a watch.
Mm-hmm.
Very good dialogue. The plot development is really good.
Okay.
You end up hating both these cops in the end, which realistically, that's what it should fucking be.
Well, yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, they're not good guys.
No, but a stellar performance by Rami Malek. I really like Rami Malek.
Oh, yeah. No, he's great.
And Denzel and Jared Leto plays a fucking psychopath perfectly.
He does that very well. He does that very well.
He always does. Except for the Joker. He was a shitty Joker.
See, I didn't see him in the. See, I didn't see that.
Don't.
Yeah, no.
Not worth it.
No, I'm good.
Not worth it.
Kind of after like Heath Ledger, Joaquin Phoenix did an amazing job.
Yes.
And, like, after those two, and like, of course, Jack. Yeah, like, after those three, I don't need. I don't need any more Jokers.
I feel like there's been more good Jokers than there has been Batman.
You know what we need? Instead of a new Joker, we need the Batman who laughs. That shit is gonna bang.
Oh, the mashup?
The what?
Yeah, yeah. The Batman who laughs.
Wow.
You haven't heard about this?
Psychopathic Batman.
Look that up. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Batman
goes crazy. That was a spin-off comic, right? Not the same universe.
Yeah.
He's like permanently affected by the Joker's laughing gas, and he ends up like just going insane and killing the Joker. But he's kind of like the new Joker.
Is that part of the Dark Knight series?
Huh?
No.
Was that part of the Dark Knight or no?
No, that was different
in the comics.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
okay, that's wild.
You know. They should bring back the Riddler. Do you realize, like, we've had a bunch of Jokers?
They did.
That new
Batman. Oh, yeah, that was so whack. He's just like some autistic nigga.
Yeah.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Paul Dano.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that.
Did you not like that film, Izzy? Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. It was shit. It was trash.
Really?
It was trash.
You didn't like
it? It was very obvious. I mean, I don't like propaganda anyway, but it was very obviously like propaganda, patriotic, like
of course,
just drivel. It was
right. I mean, it's hard to make a Batman that's not like that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's kind of the essence of the story, right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, yeah. He is a vigilante, but it wasn't good, dude.
Batman's a fucking cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Batman's a fascist.
Yeah.
Worst Let's just go ahead and say it. That's the name of the episode. Batman's a fascist.
Well, it depends on what time, see, because there'll be different places with Harvey. You know, kind of fucked that quote up.
That was a pretty good Joker.
Yeah.
That was a good Heath Ledger, but Joker. I like that.
You want to know why I don't like guns? Guns are too quick. You want no beef?
I love it. I love
want no beef?
I love how you just come up. You come up with an impression just out of fucking nowhere. We get no warning for this shit.
Yeah, it just happens. It.
And I'm like, damn, that's pretty good.
That's right, pretty right.
Good. I'm working on my Morgan Freeman. We may see a Morgan Freeman.
Oh man, I can't get a good Morgan Freeman, man. I need to work on it.
Let's hear the Morgan Freeman. Let's hear.
No, it's not good.
It's not ready yet.
Yeah, it's not ready yet.
All right, so shit, Jaffa, what you got for us this week?
All right, you know, I just had been thinking about what I've mentioned on the podcast before, and just wanted to make sure I didn't repeat myself or didn't do anything. But I've been thinking about this a while. No reruns. But I realize I've even been like, you know, going back and listening to some old episodes, and I'm like, okay, I don't think I've mentioned this band yet, but this is one of my favorite bands. I want to talk about a band called the Black Angels. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Nope, you have not mentioned it.
Okay. So the Black Angels are out of Austin, Texas.
Okay.
They've been around since, like, I want to say, like, 05. Their first album, Passover, came out in 06. And it's just, like, just straight up just psych rock. They've kind of been one of, like, the best, like, psych rock bands from the past few years. They're just like, their shit just sounds like great, amazing chaos. It's fucking sick. I mean, I remember I saw them on the tour for their first record, Passover, in Atlanta, like around 05-06, and I was just like blown away. I had never seen them before. I was really impressed by the fact that they had a female drummer. I think her name's Jennifer. And just standing in the back of the club, just hearing that, like, she hit so hard. I was just like, if I didn't know, I would have just assumed it was just some, like, big bald dude back there just going at it. So, they've been around for a few years. They put out some amazing records. They're all good. They haven't put out a bad album yet. Their newest one, Wilderness of Mirrors, I just started listening
Wilderness of Mirrors. What a dope-ass name.
Yeah. Like, right. All their album titles and song titles are great. I've been listening to that. They have their second record, Directions to See a Ghost, is amazing. Phosphine Dream, Indigo Metal. Like, these are just all great albums.
Okay, what would you compare them to?
What would I compare them to? I don't know, man. They kind of just sound like themselves. But I would also say, if you like bands like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, kind of similar to that, just kind of like real dark psych rock. And so, yeah, I've been a fan of this band for several years. All of their records are great. Check them out.
Okay.
So
Black Angels.
Black Angels, yeah.
All right. That's what's up. Izzy the Lion.
Yes, what you got, Izzy?
What you got? We got an iOS update. This is version 97.3.
Right. I ain't fucking missed yet. So
You ain't missed.
I think this is gonna tie up my Africa segment. I've been chilling in Africa for a minute now, so I think it's time for me to move on. So this would be.
You know what happens last? You know what happened last time, folks? There was a mass exodus out of Africa.
Might want to stay there. For yeah, nah. Nah, you might want to chill.
Right, right. You know what happened last time, nigga?
You know what happened.
Go ahead. What is it?
Excuse me. The band that I want to talk about today is actually pretty well known internationally and you know, just in world music. It's a band called Afroquoi. Have y'all heard of them? Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh shit, damn. I thought I had one on you, Jaffa.
It is sometimes you do African... though. Like, you have gotten one on me before.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know it's hard.
Like several times you've like brought up stuff that I've never heard of, so
yeah, it's hard to deal with you. It's hard. But yeah. they're man. It's a African dance band. It's really hard to describe the music. It's a huge fusion, dude. It's so many different African styles. And as always, as I always need, like, great percussion, Congolese guitar. It really draws influence on like house music, but just very Africanized house, disco, soul, jungle, like. And every member of the band is an already established artist independently, like. All of it's like it's a 6-piece band. All of them are all five in their own right. They vary greatly, like from their location or where they originate from, and even their ages. So it's kind of it's their music is just as diverse and well blended as they are. It's really crazy. Great performers. Check out, you know, they go to all these big ass festivals all across the world. So check out their fucking YouTube videos and you know, watch them. But first what's track I ever heard.
Yeah, huh? What's the album or a song to check out?
The first song that I ever heard was a remix by this guy named Hagen. And Hagen, he's pretty dope, house producer. So if you look up Afroquoi Hagen remix, it's the first one that's gonna pop up. It's fucking sick as fuck. But the album you should check out is called Kolaba. It's 2015, and put that shit on. It's banging. It's good Sunday.
It hit,
it's,
huh?
It's kind of short. Yeah.
Kolaba.
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 K O L A B A.
It's kind of short, man, but it's got replay value. It's really fucking good.
Sometimes that's how I like my albums. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless they're really fucking good, then
leave
I'm
you
like,
one more.
Why is there more of this? But truth be told, if there was more of it, it might not be that good. You feel?
Yeah. Me? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I used to, like as a kid, I used to be all like bummed when an album was like 10 songs or less, and, like because you know back in the CD days, it's like album had 13, 14.
13,
back
right,
when, you know,
right.
We bought these things called compact discs.
Compact discs.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like little small, they're like little small records.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember those.
Yeah, but the thing was just like when the CD came out, you could fit 80 minutes of music on it.
Yeah.
So albums got longer.
Right.
But yeah, man, but to me now, the best records are the shorter ones. It's like... Mm. You know,
That's because they trim all the fat.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, there might have been like 15 songs recorded for the project. 18 songs.
Yeah.
Maybe only 8 make the
right.
cut.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of like the best records do that. It's like you, mm-hmm. you know, you record a bunch. You record 18, 20 songs, you know, and then...
I appreciate that kind of shit.
Yeah, just like trim it down to like 10. And then you've got like 2 or 3 for like B-sides and shit.
Sure, sure.
You know.
Yeah.
This one is a short one. It's 10 tracks, but it's really good, man.
Kolaba. How's that spelled?
Kolaba.
K-O-L-A-B-A. K-O-L-A-B-A.
Kolaba.
All right.
Yeah. And that's Afriqui. A-F-R-I-Q-U-O-I.
All right, now we're cooking with gas. Yeah, I see it.
All right, Deffers.
I seen it.
That's all we got. We got our vision back. We put our glasses on. I seen it.
I seen it.
I seen you, motherfucker. You guilty. I seen you.
I seen it.
All right. We're going to holler at y'all next week.
Next week.
Y'all, yes. Be easy.
Yeah. Take care of each other.
I love y'all.
Love you too, man.
Yeah, community, that's real though.
Yeah. I mean, RIP Jerry Springer, but yeah, seriously, do take care of each other.
Yeah, do take care of each other, because the government ain't going to do it for you.
Nah, hell no. They ain't going to do shit. They ain't going to do
it for you.
They ain't going to do
shit. Take care of each other, community, man. Call out that bullshit when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Love you guys.
All right, peace.
Love y'all too, man. Peace.
Yeah.
I got a question. Should black folks nationwide sue municipalities across the nation in drowning deaths of black people because of lack of access to public pools?
Ooh.
That's heavy.
Yeah.